A new study offers even more evidence that hormone replacement therapy for menopausal women is risky. Last week, researchers announced that women taking estrogen and progestin had a higher risk of heart disease, strokes, and breast cancer. The new study says women taking estrogen only are at greater risk for ovarian cancer. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
The study involved over 44,000 women. Their medical histories were tracked for more than 20 years. Researchers from the National Cancer Institute found those taking estrogen only were 60% more likely to develop ovarian cancer than those taking a combination of estrogen and progestin. And those women on estrogen for more than 20 years had a threefold increase in ovarian cancer. Dr. Kenneth Noller is an obstetrician and gynecologist at New England Medical Center and chair of OBGYN at Tufts University. In an editorial, he says it's been known for years that estrogen increases the risk of endometrial cancer, cancer of the lining of the uterus. Estrogen is also likely to increase the risk of breast cancer, and now there's another risk, ovarian cancer. Noller says at this point, no one knows why or how estrogen might increase cancer risk.
Estrogen is known to be a hormone that does induce growth in some tissues, and perhaps somehow it induces some cells in the ovary to duplicate without control and become a cancer. But we really don't know for sure.
Today, millions of women are taking estrogen only. Most have had hysterectomies and no longer have a uterus, so their risk of endometrial cancer is not a big concern. But for women who have had hysterectomies but still retain one or two ovaries, this new study is worrisome. Noller says women taking estrogen should carefully weigh the risks and benefits.
There are still a couple of things that estrogens do quite well. They do protect the bones and can prevent osteoporosis. There's just no doubt about that. They also are the only medications that preserve the tissues of the vagina and vulva. Now, the tissues can get very dry and atrophy if there's not estrogen present.
For women who have a family history of osteoporosis or are at high risk, Noller says estrogen therapy might be worth the small risk of cancer. But for most women, he says it's probably not worth it. In this study, women who took a combination of estrogen and progestin had no increased risk of ovarian cancer, but this combination therapy was linked to a number of other risks in a study released last week, risks including blood clots in the lung, stroke, and heart disease. Noller.
One of the things that's interesting in this study is that you have to be on the drugs a long, long time before there's any problem. So for those women that are having tremendous problems with managing menopause, it appears that it's safe to take the drugs for a couple of years to get over the most severe part of the menopause.
Considering all the recent research, Noller says it's not a good idea for any woman to take any type of hormone replacement for more than 10 years. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.